This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 3 years ago, the Bush administration announced a dramatic shift in immigration policy. It would prosecute employers who knowingly hired illegal workers. A business in Kentucky was one of the first targets.
Good evening. A major tri-state home builder is busted on federal immigration charges. Four supervisors with Fisher Homes are under arrest.
The raid made headlines for weeks, but the charges against the supervisors were later dismissed. Now, in a rare move, Fisher Homes is speaking out with its own accusations. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has that story.
On May 9, 2006, federal agents raided a series of Fisher Homes construction sites and arrested four supervisors in their homes, leading them to vans in handcuffs and leg shackles. CEO and founder Henry Fisher says he had no idea why agents targeted his 26-year-old family-run business.
I'd worked my whole life to build the company. On top of that, the government was attacking those four associates and trying to ruin their lives. I was in total disbelief. I was shell-shocked and I was sick.
Fisher was also angry. He asked former journalist John Entine to document the ordeal. As Entine lays out in a new book, the government's case centered on a day in January 2006 when Fisher supervisors at various job sites had some unexpected visitors.
A team of undercover agents had an undercover video camera embedded in the windshield of their car. They all wore wireless mics, and they went to the home sites to discuss what they claim was a murder investigation.
The video is not public evidence, but Entine has seen it. He says a federal agent repeats over and over that he's not from immigration, then asks Fisher supervisors leading questions. He speculates that the Hispanic workers on site are illegal. At one point, he asks Fisher supervisor Tim Copsey, "Am I accurate?" And Copsey says, "Probably so." Entine reads from the video transcript.
So then the government agent said, "Do you know what kind of percentage don't have visas?" And Copsey said, "It's probably 50%. I'm just picking out a number, though. Many of these guys get a visa temporarily or six-month visas. It's hard to say if they pass that date or not. They go home for winter."
In the government affidavit, that exchange becomes, quote, "Copsey stated that approximately 50% of the workers on this Fisher site were illegally in the United States."
When I saw the video, the first thing that I felt was relief.
David Futcher is the lawyer for Fisher Homes and says the government charges were absurd. The supervisors faced up to 10 years in prison for aiding, abetting, and harboring illegal workers. But the workers weren't Fisher employees. They were hired by subcontractors. Speculation aside, the company had no hard evidence they might be illegal. Futcher says federal prosecutors also seem to disregard civil rights laws against racial profiling.
"We were told that they should have known they were illegal because they showed up in white panel vans. They worked long hours, including weekends. They spoke broken English or spoke in Spanish, and because they cooked beans over a fire at lunch."
Who told you that?
U.S. Attorney McBride.
I don't recall saying those things. What happened?
U.S. Attorney Robert McBride says he can't talk about the quality of evidence in the case, but he notes that a number of Fisher's subcontractors and their employees were convicted.
"We used absolutely traditional, long-term law enforcement techniques that led us to the prosecution of well over 100 people who were involved in harboring illegal aliens successfully."
For months, until the charges against Fisher's supervisors were dismissed, the government pressured Fisher to strike a plea deal and pay a $1 million fine. Instead, the company spent three times that defending its employees. Lawyer David Futcher doesn't believe their guilt or innocence was the government's main concern.
"It was Fisher Homes and the pelt that they wanted to get of a mid-sized home builder to show that the government was serious about immigration. That's what this thing was all about at the end of the day."
Henry Fisher says he's always followed the law scrupulously. He doesn't run his business any differently today than before the raids. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.